amendments here. Are these amendments yours?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, then I'd rather hear from the original proponent of the bill first and give them an opportunity to speak on it before we immediately jump ahead to proposed amendments. Sorry about that. Thanks, Dave.
Mr. Chairman, members of the subcommittee, for the record, Dave Barrows, the Oregon League of Financial Institutions, representing the United Financial Lobby. We are here today, obviously, in support of 2549, which is the bill we asked this committee to introduce. Very simply, what this bill does is indicate that where a judicial foreclosure of a trust deed on residential property occurs, the beneficiary can obtain a deficiency judgment for back taxes owed when a couple of things occur. One, there's a judicial foreclosure, and secondly, the notice of sale indicates clearly that the grantor of the trust deed may find themselves in a position of having a deficiency judgment rendered against them for back taxes only.
Before you go too far, sure. Just so I know, this doesn't in any way, if you were to take the senior citizen deferral on your property taxes, this doesn't get into that deferral money or that process at all, does
Mr.
it?
Chairman, no.
Okay.
What we are finding is happening, Mr. Chairman, is that people are coming to lending institutions recognizing that the value of their property has diminished in some cases. They have let taxes lapse for a year or two, and they have been advised by someone, a realtor or someone else, that the net value of their property is really less than what they owe on it if you add together principal and taxes. And so they come to the lending institution, they say, we'd like to deed it back to you. Now, these in many cases are people.
This is a change in the manner in which commercial trust deeds are handled versus residential trust deeds. Under existing law, commercial trust deeds are specifically defined in the statute. Instead of defining specifically what a commercial trust deed is, these amendments will instead define what a residential trust deed is, and that all then, therefore, under these amendments, the definition willing to foreclose their trust deeds, but yet the property may be located in Lane County, this amendment will allow the bank manager to actually go out and conduct the sale rather than the additional expense that might be incurred by having the attorney from Portland go down to Eugene or hiring an attorney in Eugene to actually conduct the sale. It's a more ministerial task at that time, and in most cases nobody shows up for these sales anyway. Finally, there is a slight change in the way that an amended notice is provided to the grantor in the event of a bankruptcy proceeding. It gives a little bit better flexibility and a little more common sense approach when there is a stay of the foreclosure proceeding in the context of a bankruptcy proceeding, and then the stay is released by the bankruptcy court. It allows for the method of the amended notice of sale to be published. And that is basically the changes that are proposed under the amendment. I'd like to say that there are, in going over these, there are two issues which need to be addressed that given the time constraints were not able to be addressed by the debtor-creditor section of the Oregon State Bar and the real estate and land use section of the Oregon State Bar. The first item is the issue of the cap of $2,200 on the commercial trustee context. the debtor-creditor section, the real estate land use executive committee sections would like to discuss that, but feel that the bill as it stands with the amendments would be appropriately passed out by this committee, and if they need to make any change, that they can either address that a bit later or they can do it on the Senate side. It is my understanding that Mr. Love, who was one of the Savings and Loan League's consultants, has a desire to make some minor modification in the definition of a residential trust deed. Supports the concept of having a residential trust deed definition as opposed to a commercial trust deed definition, but has an idea of how it ought to be defined. And I know that Mr. Sherman, who is the counsel for the Oregon Bankers Association, was heavily involved in these amendments when they were drawn up, and so the bankers and the Savings and Loan League need to talk a little bit about that issue before that goes forward. But I think that basically they are willing to go along with the proposed amendments and take care of this either on the Senate side or a little later down the line. But I don't think. But those are just the two issues, and I think Mr. Brickley now wants to talk on behalf of the real estate and land use section.
The only thing I would add,
Alan
Brickley, appearing on behalf of the Real Estate and Land Use Section of the Oregon State Bar. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my only purpose for being here is to identify the fact that the Real Estate Section does support the proposed amendments. Mr. Magnus has correctly identified the concern that the Real Estate Section has with regard to the cap on the attorney's fees. It is my understanding that, in fact, an agreement has been reached between the two committees, which simply needs to be confirmed tomorrow and will be forwarded at a later date.
Thank you. I take it, by the way, this is amended. This would be a proverbial gut and stuff, or just to add on to?
Add on.
Okay, well, we'll see.
It's a stuff and gut.
Okay.
Whatever would be best for the legislature.
Any questions? Thank you for your testimony. I would ask that you give us some written comments on analysis of what you believe this does do so that we have it for the file. For one reason, if we were going to take action on it at a future work session, we would need that for a matter of record.
I'll be happy to supply that. I'll supplement my testimony and I'll send it to Mr. Taylor in the next day or so. I'd also like to express the appreciation of at least the Oregon Land Tile Association to Representative Phillips for helping us get these amendments into this bill. I think that was very nice of you to do that, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, they're not in it yet. They've just been drafted up for consideration.
But at least as far as they've gone, we appreciate that much.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else wish to testify on 2549? If not, the public hearing will close, and we'll also adjourn the subcommittee.